My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin wants to speak with his scammer Lacey's boss. Will he? Listen and enjoy.
Because all I do is supervise the... the amount of materials that are being used and those that are coming in until the project is over. Then I could come back home. That's what she says.
Okay, and they don't pay you in the meantime?
Well, actually, Pip, it's funny you should say that. And I go, don't they pay you?
great minds, and us too.
Yeah.
It's a check gig.
Shit. She goes, haven't been paid for months. Now that's why I'm stranded. Oh, my God.
I haven't been paid for months. I would be, like, flying home at this point.
So if you're working for a place that hasn't paid you in months, why would you stay?
I don't know. Let's see what she has to say.
Ah.
She goes, I'm not usually the type that requests from people, but I have no choice because I think we have know each other much more than to be hiding stuff from you. No, we should still hide stuff. I go, oh, I don't know about that. Sounds like you work for some sketchy people.
Yeah.
See, she's still playing like the love thing, but this version of fake Davin has made no real wooing that he's in love with this bitch. He still wants to get his dick wet and hunt ghosts.
Well, case in point, when you said, when she said, who are you sleeping with? And she said, I'm sleeping alone. And you said, that sounds like no fun. Yeah. That's the way you were going to talk to your girlfriend? You know, your girlfriend's like, oh, I'm sleeping alone. Oh, well, why is that? You know, so just on that simple note.
That's true. You know what? I totally missed that.
It's a good pickup.
I totally missed that.
So I tell her she's working for sketchy people. She goes, you can say that again. I go, well, what do you think I did here? What does fake Davin do in this situation?
Oh, you're going to try to get her a new job.
All right. We've seen that before. Joe, what do you say?
You could do that, or you want to speak to the boss of the lumber company to say that this is bullshit, to cut her a check.
You know, Joe, you know me so well.
Yeah.
I go.
I post every week. I know every fucking trick you got.
No, you don't. No, you did not see Sammy Hagar coming. Slow the fuck down. You did not see Sammy coming. I go, get me your boss's email. I've had enough of his shit.
That's great.
So she gives me the email, greatminded20@gmail.com.
Okay.
What's his name? She goes, Thomas Robertson.
Please.
Everyone in Africa I talk to always has two English first names. So odd.
Yeah, really.
She goes,
and you understand that in the parlance of today, you're going full Karen on this.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you are. You're going full Karen.
Okay.
You want to speak to the manager.
Now listen, I'm trying to solve stuff for my beloved here. She goes, he's not in Africa. He's in Florida.
Wow.
I go, what part of Florida? It may be time for me to have a face-to-face chat with him.
Nice.
God, that's even worse. Just give me the phone card.
She goes, Delray, Florida. I go, I'll be there in short order. What is the name and address of the company?
Now, see here, my good man.
Now, realistically, she should know not to play this fucking game, because I already called her bluff when she was at the hotel. She should fucking know better.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.